Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Because I love doing it, talking to Mr. Mike Quick. Quick Six joins us every single Wednesday at this time, an assessment of the last game, a look ahead of the next game, and a pulse of the team and the organization with one of the great Eagles players of all time, broadcaster Mike Quick. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hi, Mike.
Mike,
you
I want
a lot
you
to... of bodies there, so I have to say everybody.
You're right. All right, Mike. They're down 19. There's 29 minutes to go in the game. Is this the moment where you finally thought, probably going to lose this one? Did you think they were going to lose?
I thought there was a strong chance.
right, exactly.
Yeah, I did. You know, you kind of feel things as the game ebbs and flows, and at that point, I was thinking, okay, if they don't get it together, like real soon, then this is not going to end well.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I had that feeling.
So, Mike, one thing that really stood out to me, and I think all of us, and not every athlete would do this, for A.J. Brown to be so underutilized, and it's not like, you know, backup hitter in baseball who's underutilized because he's not that good. It's
right.
Supreme athlete who's one of the best in football underutilized. Circumstantially, for that player to stay ready to go for the moment, I think is incredibly impressive. And then to deliver in that moment, how impressed are you, Mike, with that ability for him to maintain even through frustration and be ready when his number's called?
Well, not so much. I think you have to be. I think there are always going to be circumstances that you have to deal with, and if it's the first play of the game, or if it's the last play of the game, you train for those situations, and you have to make sure that you stay ready. I think it was T.O. that said that he's always ready, so he don't have to get ready. So you have to stay ready because you don't know when the moment. So you never know when the next play is going to be the play that determines the outcome of the game. So you always have to be ready.
Jordan Davis has looked super duper ready this whole season. I know their roles are different, Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, but is Jordan Davis outplaying Jalen Carter right now?
In a word, yes. I think Jordan Davis is playing as well as any big man in football right now. And
yeah.
I think you can attribute it to the fact that he is taking his profession very seriously. When a man changes his diet, changes his routine, changes the way he lives, you know that he's maturing and he's taking his job seriously. And that's kind of what I see from Jordan Davis
yeah.
at this point. And
I hope he's enjoying it this
shows
week,
off
Mike.
On the field.
Yeah, Mike, I hope he's enjoying it this week, not resting on his laurels now, but it's a good moment for him to realize that the work you're describing that he put in, that it can manifest in a big way. And what it is going to lead to, if he continues, is a contract between $70 to $100 million. I mean, you know, Milton Williams got $100 million. Jordan Davis can get there if he maintains this.
I don't think that guys, that's what they think about, and I don't think that's the motivation. I really don't. Especially for guys who seem to really enjoy the game, like the game, and I think Jordan Davis is one of these guys who really enjoys his profession and enjoys what he does, so he wants to be good at it, and he's putting in the work to be good at it.
Are we gonna Are we going to only throw the ball when we're really tested, Mike? Like, is that sort of the basis of this offense? Like, run, 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 and then when it's dire and they whoever we're playing figures out the right way to stop the run, pass, but try to avoid that at all costs? Am I oversimplifying?
Well, I just believe that, you know, we're all human. And you think about last season and how we were enamored with the run game, and for a good reason.
Sure.
Got possibly the best running back in football, best offensive line. So you come into this season and you're expecting more of the same. Now, you have to pivot because it's not going the way you want it to go. But just think about getting away from the run game with all the success that the Eagles had with the run game last year. It just wouldn't make sense. It would not make sense to go into the season and you're just throwing the ball, or your emphasis is on throwing the ball, when you had the season like you had last year. So we're at week three, going into week four. Things will start to shape up, but coming into the season, you have to think that this is a running team and they're going to run the ball until teams prove them that they can't run the ball against them.
Mm-hmm. Mike, let's talk about CJGJ. So, you know, he could become an option for the Eagles. I tend to think he won't be. Yeah. So, as someone who's known him, I mean,
he's saying no.
No, I know. I agree with you. As someone who's known him, you know, for 2 years that he played in his career here, are you concerned that he may be acting his way out of a career?
Yeah, I mean, there are guys that, and he's one of them, that I would be concerned about in that way. On the field, they do a lot of the things that are right. But then, because we don't know the assignments that these guys have, or they're tasked with, we don't know if they're carrying out their assignments. Number one, although he's making plays, you don't know if he's making plays in structure of what's called, or if he's just going out willy-nilly doing his own thing. But aside from just the football, the pure football itself, you have to be a person that's accountable. You have to be a person that the organization is comfortable with, that you're not going to cost the organization. And I trust Howie Roseman, and I've learned to trust him based on what he's done. And if Howie decides that this guy is not right for my organization, then there's a reason behind that.
Yeah.
We know DeMarco, or down in Texas, with the Texans.
D'Amico, yeah, D'Amico.
I mean, D'Amico, yeah. We know D'Amico Ryans. He grew up here. And for D'Amico to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Come to that he's got to get rid of this kid. There's a lot behind that.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, it would be tough for Sirianni. Like, you have this culture, and it seems like everyone adheres to it. And then you have this other guy, if you bring him back. That's, I wonder.
No.
So, Mike, what are they going to do with kick return? I mean, it was a fiasco the other day, and it would have come into much more public focus had they lost the game. They almost lost the game in large part because of it, because the field position was such a ridiculous disaster.
Is it that hard to catch a squib?
It's a great question. Yeah, Mike, the knuckleball kickoff. Yes. Do you think it's that difficult?
I think it's very difficult to catch. I mean, it's a knuckleball. It's the only ball that we play with that's not round. So you don't know. Like, when this ball starts to tumble around, you don't know which direction the ball is going to go in.
and it's, you can start in one direction and it hits one of those edges and it just flips and goes back the other way. It's the most difficult thing there is to do, is catch that ball when it's squibbing around like that.
What do you, right. do you think so they got? So what's the answer?
What is the answer?
Do you put four returners back there, four capably handed returners, just to be sure the ball is stopped and returned? Like, what's the
do you switch returners? I mean, what do you do?
You get the guy with the niftiest feet back there, and you say, get in front of it.
keep it in front of you.
And you just hope that he's good enough that he can shuffle left and right and get in front of it.
Needs to be infield practice.
It's a very difficult thing to do. That is such a hard thing. And for someone to figure out, like, this is a way that we're going to make it difficult for them to field the ball, to return the ball, I shouldn't be surprised, but
they're going like, to
seems like this should have happened already. But we're starting to see things that you can do in this new era of kickoff returns that we're going to have to deal with.
Yeah. If other kickers can replicate it. I mean, I don't know that answer
I'm
yet.
I'm sure they will figure out all sorts of ways to replicate and improve upon it. Hey,
and
so
I'm
Mike,
sure that there are kickers right now that are working on it, or it's a part of their plan for today.
No question. No question. Todd Bowles' teams are basically 4-1 against Nick Sirianni teams since 2021.
Yep.
What's the toughest part about preparing for and beating a Todd Bowles team?
Oh, you already know. When you come off the bus, they're going to blitz you. And you got to be able to figure out where they're coming from. Because a lot of times you line up six guys in line of scrimmage, and you don't know which of these guys are coming. So it makes it very difficult for the offensive line to kind of decipher where do I need to step? Who do I need to pick up? That is the difficulty in this defense, because too often they're able to get a free runner because of the way they line up different people at the line and they drop off at when the ball is snapped. And it's a heavy task for the offensive lineman to figure out who's coming, who's not coming, and lock up that pocket and keep the quarterback clean.
Hey, Mike, I want to end one final thing here. I want to actually end with how the last game ended. Let's go back to it, because I want to ask you not an Eagles question, but a Merrill Reese question. So, James, let's play the audio of Merrill and Mike calling the missed kick and Merrill's unbelievable call of this. Let's listen to this moment from a couple days ago.
The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's blocked! It's picked up by the Eagles. Running with it is Davis. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Game over! Jordan Davis!
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again!
Are you kidding me?
Blocked him again! Have you ever seen anything like this?
You know, Mike, you know I got all love for you and love you as the color commentator, the analyst in these games. But do you marvel? Well, no, it's a compliment. it's a compliment to both of you. But like, Merrill's the guy that made the Hall of Famer as an announcer. You know what I mean? Like, do you marvel as he still freaking cranks it up like that?
Yo, you see how lucky I am? What a great job do I have? I get to witness this all the time. I get to sit next to this dude,
and he is
unbelievable. I don't care who you talk to. I don't care who's doing it. There's no one in the business that's better at capturing the moment than Merrill Reese.
I agree.
I truly believe that.
I agree with you, Mike.
He is unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm with you, dude. Hey, Mike, stay well. Have a good trip down to Tampa. Hopefully it's better than the way most of them have been the last couple years for the squad. And we look forward to it. Mike, one more thing is I know you knew Bernie Parent. If you could lend some perspective on the passing of Bernie, the life and legacy of Bernie.
I really enjoyed every encounter, every time I got a chance to be around the guy. He was just such a good person to everybody. I never got to see him play, and I've heard so much about how great of a player he was, but the person that he was that I knew, every time I had a opportunity or the pleasure of being around him. He was just such a good guy and just made you feel like he really knew you and that you're friends.
Yeah.
He was just that kind of dude. And I'm sure that everyone's going to miss, if you were part of his life, everyone's going to miss Bernie.
Yep, 100%. Mike, thanks for being a huge part of the show today, my man. I appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Thanks,
Mike. All right, there he is, Mike Quick. So more on Bernie up ahead. One of his great teammates and longtime friends, Jim Watson, is going to join us next segment. Phone calls as well. Also a Sixers question, because we're going to find out something. It might be today, not about Joel's status, but about how he's ranked in the NBA amongst the top players. And I want to get everybody's assessment. Because ESPN's going to unleash their top 50. Yesterday they did 51 through 100. He wasn't in that, which means he's going to be 1 through 50. I want everyone to put the thinking cap on. Where will ESPN rank Joel for current NBA players, 1 through 50 or not top 100? Where does he come in? Give me your prediction. We'll get to that next as well. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, all of this part of an outgrowth of the Eagles Autism Foundation. Last year was Mentic Construction with the great bid. We're at Heroes Bar and Grill. It's great to be here in Glen Mills on 94 WIP.
Whether you are a
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.